Hi, everyone, and welcome to Talent Talks. I'm Rob Adams. Today, I'm pleased to be joined by John Levitt, Chief Strategy Officer at BrainWorks. BrainWorks is a prominent boutique executive search firm offering a 30-year track record of successfully sourcing and placing top talent. By harnessing proven strategies, collaborating with stakeholders, and leveraging a diverse and talented candidate network, BrainWorks helps businesses find, attract, and ultimately hire talented professionals that create differentiated results. Their search services can be offered either on a retained or contingency basis, depending on the level of commitment your unique search requires. John joined the BrainWorks team in 2020. He has invested the last 15 years as an executive coach, consultant, catalyst, developer, facilitator, speaker, and serial entrepreneur. Throughout his leadership and consultancy, John has often embraced what was set aside as impossible or too difficult at scales and with complexities that were previously avoided. Today, we'll explore how organizations can intentionally activate culture at every level, especially in remote and hybrid environments. We'll examine the practical tools and frameworks BrainWorks uses to make culture actionable, dig into the role communication plays in shaping and sustaining culture, and offer listeners meaningful takeaways they can apply to start strengthening their own organizational culture this week. John, that is a great opening. Let's take it away. How are you?
You know, Rob, when you say that, it makes me want to engage BrainWorks.
I definitely want to engage BrainWorks, and I want to engage you and dive into what we have. So away we go with our first question, and that is, can you share a story of a time when a leader successfully strengthened company culture in a remote or hybrid team, and what did they do differently?
Yeah, I appreciate that. And you know, in a remote environment, we can't walk down the hall. And because we can't walk down the hall, you know, humans love connection, thrive on connection. And we need to use every other tool and avenue afforded to us. So in this particular example, a leader, who knows who that might be, repeatedly said, hey, if you need me, I'll hop on a plane tomorrow. Not 3 weeks or schedule it at some point or we'll have a gathering. I'll be there. And not just to one employee, but to all of the employees. Right?
Interesting.
The scenario happens. The need arises. And need doesn't mean I'm dying over here. I'm failing to meet the objectives. You're about to let me go from the organization. Need means I want to kill it for you. I want to deliver. And something's in the way.
Interesting.
Right. A tenet that I use to think about this is remove barriers to results, whatever they may be. So in this particular case, the employee had some things going on outside of work. Had a high velocity of activity, was flagging a little bit. Gave the leader just a whiff of that. And that leader was on a plane. And not for any other purpose than to say, I'm here. Sit next to the person for an hour, go have a meal if it's appropriate, and then go home. Now, a lot of people will say, boy, that's a lot to ask of an executive in leadership. We're trying to accelerate to 3x to 5x returns in a lot of these scenarios.
Really?
And in most cases, we can't afford to have, I'll make it up, a vice president of sales go down. We can't afford to have a national account manager go down. We're not going to hit 3 to 5x.
Yeah.
At least not in the timeline. So, you know, high price, high reward. And the high price should be paid by senior leadership in this perspective.
Sure.
Not necessarily, you know, the employees out there on the line doing the fight.
Interesting. Absolutely interesting. How has your own leadership style or approach evolved in response to leading remote or hybrid teams?
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, there's a phrase that someone gave me some years back that I just pushed aside. You know, it's a turn of phrase, it's nothing. Catch someone doing something good. Well, it's gotten to the point that I have a right here on my laptop, you know, a little bead of paper that has that phrase on it. And it might look like this. Hey, Rob, I'm not sitting next to you and I don't know exactly what you're doing right now, but
Right.
I know you're working hard and I appreciate you. Right? That drives through and, you know, penetrates distance. It works.
Yeah, sure it does.
And the thing is, you know, it has to be backed up by two things. One, appropriate cadence. If I'm saying that all day, every day to people, it becomes meaningless. All right. So cadence and also authenticity, which means I need to find it within myself. I need to have a general sense within myself of what's great about how they work before I say that. So when they come back and say, what did you see? Or what do you mean? Or, come on, we're not even sitting next to each other. You have something to say.
Yeah. Yeah, that matters. Definitely. John, what are some subtle signs, positive or negative, that indicate whether a remote company culture is thriving or struggling?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I like to watch leading financial indicators in a company. Obviously, accelerated turnover. There's some things that we can just boom, we can nail to assess, you know, impending drops in success. But it also is simple things like how many of the ex-employees that you have for a conference call show up on time? If it's an important meeting, how many schedule over it? How many are on no video? Right? These are very simple metrics.
Yeah, they really are.
Right? So just like sitting at a boardroom table, I need to pay attention. Right? In both directions. You know, what are indicators of success? I mean, accelerating activity is going to be an indicator of success. Right, there's a buzz. If you're using Slack or you're using Teams or you're using whichever thing you're using, it's a buzz and things are happening. People are eager to share their wins. People are eager to share their difficulties for the insight of the group. Right? I mean, there's no getting away from it.
Yeah.
And for a leader, you know, staying, I'm going to use the word open, right, to what's happening in front of you. And, you know, there's some F words that help me understand what happens if things aren't working. Fight, flight, freeze, flood. If I'm freezing or flooding as a leader, I'm going to miss it. I need to kind of lean into the camera, bring myself forward, bring my energy to the group. All of those things. And then, you know, I need to teach others how to do that. So we're not in the indicators of dropping, but instead in the indicators of thriving together.
Sure. In your view, what role should technology not play in fostering culture and engagement in a distributed workforce?
You know, when I started selling, I had a telephone and a notepad, and I was in a room with, you know, a couple dozen other people that were had the same thing. And I was able to succeed. So on the one hand, we don't need technology at all. We need to talk to each other. right? We need to ask for business, right?
Yeah.
Just because it's remote doesn't mean you don't ask for the business, right? Whatever that is, whatever category, industry, field, right? So we need to train our folks to do that a little differently. But reminding them to pick up this small, strange electronic device that we carry around every day and use their voice.
Yeah.
Because voice has resonance. There's things that get transmitted in text perfectly and DM and all those things. But the analog, old-fashioned, I mean, even get an old telephone and keep it in the office just for fun, right?
Yeah.
That stuff still works. And then go see people, shake their hand, care about them, make the trip. It goes so far in creating culture.
And that's just good communication, too.
Yeah, well, look, you know, when we talk about culture, where a lot of companies start is what are the objectives and are they being driven down into the organization? We're a culture that drives excellence.
Mm-hmm.
We're a culture that drives achievement are some common things. That's the top level. But underneath that, right, first we set the intention of what we want to do. We communicate it. And then underneath that, we communicate at the people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. That's Andy Miller's line, just for the record.
That's a great line. Andy Miller, thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's a great line. As remote and hybrid work become the norm, John, how do you think the definition of culture fit or culture add will evolve in executive hiring?
Well, you know, I think that elements that weren't present in the office are, what are my on-screen characteristics? You know, I use the word come forward, right?
Right.
Do I use the camera to stay out of the engagement, right? Do
mm-hmm.
I use the distance to lag on my efforts, right? So I think that some of the discussion will get into on screen, off screen, use of the technologies to acknowledge and recognize and participate and all of those things. And it's also hard to say because there's so much creativity out there.
Sure.
And I love reading about and seeing. In fact, you know, I'm going to this great conference tomorrow on culture. Have you heard of it?
I've heard of it. I might know the guy who's moderating.
Yeah. So, you know, it's evolving. But I do think that I use another phrase, the infinitesimally small leads to the infinite. So what is my person? If in an internal meeting, I have an employee that's hitting this video button, what are they doing in external meetings? If in an internal meeting, they're looking away from the camera or whatever, what are they doing with the client?
Sure.
What are they doing in the field with our partners? Right. So I think those elements, those details are components of where we're headed.
Yeah. I think you're right. And great Hunt Scanlon Culture Conference the day after we're recording this, folks, just in case you're wondering.
Perfect. I'm looking forward. I really, truly am.
It's a great conference every year. And thank you for allowing me to promote that. And yes, I am the moderator for all the conferences. So we'll be doing that the day after we record this. But John, as we begin to wrap up, what would you like to add to kind of, you know, put this all into a, you know, a final thought?
I'll go back to Andy Miller. He talks about Roger Bannister quite a bit.
Interesting.
First person to break the 4-minute mile.
Yep.
And once one person did it, everybody did it. So what's possible in driving culture into organizations that have the idea, you know, they're working on investment theses. They got to move, right? They've got to perform. There's no limit to what we can do in a technological environment to connect with one another and to make things happen And almost all of us live near an airport hub, driving distance of folks,
True.
shake hands, take folks out to eat, catch people doing something right? An unexpected gift at an unexpected time. All of those things as a senior leader can help drive an organization.
That's fantastic. John, I thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your perspective. And framing culture as a strategic lever is a powerful insight, and I'm confident our listeners are walking away with practical tools and fresh ideas they can apply in their own organizations. And I look forward to seeing you at that conference, John.
It's a good conference. See you tomorrow.
Sounds good. That brings us to the end of this episode. On behalf of John Levitt from BrainWorks, I'm Rob Adams, and this is Talent Talks. Thanks for listening, and we look forward to having you with us next time.